Special Education Complaints. New Hampshire Rules for the Education of Children with Disabilities, ED1121. The decisions parents make regarding their children should be based upon knowledge and understanding of their rights and procedural safeguards. This requires open communication and trust between parents and their school district. If problems do arise, the complaint process is one method parents or others can utilize to resolve an issue with the school district. The process for filing a special education complaint must include a statement that a school district has violated a requirement of IDEA 2004, the facts on which the statement is based, the signature and contact information for the person filing the complaint, and the name and address of the residence of the child, the name of the school the child is attending, in the case of a homeless child or youth, available contact information for the child, and the name of the school the child is attending. A description of the nature of the problem of the child, including facts relating to the problem, and a proposed resolution of the problem to the extent known and available to the party at the time the complaint is filed. The complaint must allege a violation that occurred not more than 1 year prior to the date that the complaint is received. Complaints are mailed to Commissioner of Education, New Hampshire, Department of Education, 101 Pleasant Street, Concord, New Hampshire, 03301. The person who files the complaint must forward a copy of the complaint to the school district at the same time the party files the complaint with the New Hampshire Department of Education. If you would like more information about the complaint procedures, contact the New Hampshire Department of Education, Bureau of Special Education. Complaint procedures. 1. After receiving a complaint filed by a parent, an organization, or an individual from another state, the complaint will be reviewed by the Complaints Office at the Bureau of Special Education at the New Hampshire Department of Education. 2. After the school district receives a copy of the complaint from the complainant, the school district may choose to create a proposal to resolve. The proposal to resolve is a written plan developed by the school district that proposes district action that it believes will resolve one, some, or all allegations in the complaint. This proposal is provided to the parent in an effort for the two parties to agree to the resolution. If the parent and school district agree on a resolution of one, some, or all of the allegations, the special education complaint may continue based on any remaining issues. Once the parent and district agree to a proposal to resolve, the complainant must inform the Department of Education that they are withdrawing the complaint. 3. If the issues are appropriate for the complaint procedures, then A. An independent investigator is assigned to the case to perform an independent investigation, part of which may be conducted in the school district. C. A letter is sent to both the parent and the school district, giving them the name of the investigator, a copy of the complaint letter, and identifying what federal and/or state regulations are involved. 4. The person filing the complaint will be given the opportunity to correct any errors made in summarizing the issues and may submit additional information either orally or in writing. 5. The investigator will review all relevant information, including appropriate educational records, and may interview face-to-face or by phone both you and school district officials and staff to determine the facts. When the investigation is complete, the investigator will submit a written report to the New Hampshire Department of Education. 6. The New Hampshire Department of Education Dispute Resolution Coordinator for Special Education Complaints will review the report to determine if any violations occurred. 7. The Commissioner of Education reviews the information and makes a decision of what corrective action, including monetary reimbursement, if any, is warranted, appropriate to the needs of the child. The Commissioner signs the decision. The decision will be issued no later than 60 days after the complaint was received by the New Hampshire Department of Education. The timeline may be extended if the department determines that exceptional circumstances exist that delay the decision. 8. Any party to the complaint may, within 20 days of receipt of the Commissioner's written decision under ED1121.02b, make a written request to the Commissioner for reconsideration of the decision. Any corrective action ordered by the Commissioner for the benefit of a child with a disability shall be implemented and continue until the conclusion of the reconsideration, and, unless reversed upon reconsideration or stayed, during any appeal. 9. When the New Hampshire Department of Education determines there was a failure to provide appropriate services, it can award monetary reimbursement or other corrective action appropriate to the needs of the child and to ensure appropriate services are provided to all children with disabilities in the future. Model forms. the New Hampshire Department of Education has developed model forms to help you file a due process complaint and a state complaint. These can be obtained by contacting your child's school, the New Hampshire Department of Education, 101 Pleasant Street, Concord, New Hampshire, 03301, or on the department website, http://www.education.nh.gov/instruction.special_ed/complaint.htm. You are not required to use these model forms. You can use this form or another appropriate model form, so long as it contains the required information for filing a due process complaint or a state complaint.